And now we're going to stay in Kern County, where many teachers and parents are upset with the Bakersfield City School District's decision to cancel summer school. Reporter Christina Lopez caught up with some teachers at a protest and later sat down with the superintendent.
A large group of mostly teachers stands outside the door of the Bakersfield City School District's board meeting last Tuesday. They're shouting, "Let us in," because there's not enough space in the boardroom for all the teachers who want to voice their concerns.
All of a sudden, we've got an authoritarian type of administration here at the district where people are excluded rather than included. I'm so disappointed.
That's educator Mary Helen Barrow. She made it inside the meeting. She's one of at least 100 people here to protest the school board's decision to cancel summer school this school year.
I'm here to plead with you to reconsider your decision to cancel summer school. Now, I understand that you say, well, attendance has dropped to about 3,000. 3,000 is more than attend some of our high schools. Give me a break. This is not acceptable.
As the meeting continues, many teachers remain inside the small lobby area outside the boardroom. Most are dressed in red for solidarity. Some stand for an entire 2 hours. Bertha Mercado Singleton is one of them. She's a dual immersion kindergarten teacher.
It's almost a joke. When you think about what the motto is for our district, where the child comes first, and they aren't demonstrating that. The children don't come first, and neither do the teachers.
She's upset that students will miss out on basic support services.
A lot of the children that come to summer school don't have that support at home. And so without summer school, they not only don't have the academic support, a lot of the kids won't even have the 2 meals that they're allowed during summer school.
Nearly 2,000 teachers from the district received a letter in late December announcing the cut, as well as other budget constraints.
It was a surprise to everyone.
That's kindergarten teacher Paloma Tucker.
I'm aware of the financial situation that's going on. You know, my opinion is that students are the reason we're here. Students are the reason we get our funding.
Teachers make about $3,300 to teach summer school for 13 days. Tucker says people rely on that extra money.
We're not paid in the summer when we're not working.
Concerned community member Revel Nichols says there's not enough time for every teacher to speak at the board meeting. So he turns to the crowd instead.
I've cut my comments because I'm speaking from the heart to my community, for my children. And I got one last question, not for them, but for you. Whose house?
Our house.
Whose house?
Our house.
After the meeting, Superintendent Doc Irvin says opening up a second room just isn't a part of the board's practices.
Do we say every time someone says, we're going to bring a large crowd, we open up the auditorium? No, we don't do that. The bottom line is, remember, it's the board's meeting in public, not the public meeting with the board.
He says summer school was postponed this year because of budget constraints affecting the district, including transportation costs, special education funding, and health insurance for teachers.
You start talking about losing people jobs, they will lose their mind. Remember, our district has not laid off any employee due to budgetary issues. So we're trying to keep our district fiscally solvent.
Although summer school won't be in session this year, Irvin says the district plans to revise it for the following year.
We're really trying to put a system in place like high-performing districts to give the kid the support, the child the support he or she needs to be successful throughout the entire year versus 13 days in the summer. He leaves June 13th, but we don't see him again on August 18th, and someone says, well, he's retained all that. Okay. But it wasn't focusing on remediation. It was a lot more enrichment.
A vote on the revisions for the 2020 summer school program is set for the end of April. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Christina Lopez.